what were the most of the tools that you remember? For example, did you have an A-frame?
Era.
I was thinking something built like an A-frame, two ovens so you could saw lumber on that.
No, we didn't. We did have a little deal where we could saw shingles out with our gasoline engine.
What was that like?
It had a carriage that would go by the saw, and every time you sawed off a shingle, then the bolt would go at a different angle, so that it'd have thick end and thin end. Then when you got that one, well, you'd go another angle to make the thick end on the other place.
Just guide it through.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Did you have anything like an X-frame that you could put a log in to saw?
We have used them some, not much. Uh-huh. They're sawhorse.
The X-frame is a sawhorse.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what you'd call the A-frame thing the carpenters would use.
I don't remember.
Sometimes that's called a horse.
Yes, they call that a sawhorse. But that's what we call those. We didn't use them much after I was any size because we had a cutoff saw that we cut our wood on with the engine, and
mm-hmm.
it's much easier and faster.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever make anything to drive fence posts with?
Yes. Used a ring maul for that.
About how big was that?
It was about 6 inches around, and you put an iron ring around each end of it with the handle through the center.
And that would draw it, the ring would mm-hmm. draw it tight.
And wouldn't let it burst when you hammered on something. If you want to drive wedges with it, iron wedges, well, you'd put a piece of metal in the center of it and hit the iron wedge with that metal chunk.
Were those ever called mallets here, or is that something different?
Well, there might have been a few people called them mallets, but most people called them ring mauls.
Ring mauls. And different kinds of hammers that you'd have?
Yes, there's a... I don't know what they call it. We call it the shop hammer. That had a flat peen on one side and just a solid, about a 2-pound hammer that they had used in the blacksmith shop. And then the sledgehammers, of course, heavier for driving wedges, iron wedges, splitting wood and so on, posts. Then they had one maul that they sometimes called a fro maul, and you go to writhe out shingles.
A fro maul. would that be smaller?
Yes, it's a chunk of wood, something like 3 or 4 inches thick, and you trim off back